You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. I gotta tell you, I'm happy to be in the studio today with the studio. What is it, Danny? What are you? What are you? The studio. Tell me, what's your position here? Studio manager. I don't like that one. Station manager. There we go. Station manager. We got Danny sitting in all of us, but we've got a full studio today. I got my new co-host, Gina. Gina from the city's back. You know, she took a
Gina
know, first
from the
she,
city. Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block. We got Gina from the city. I like that. We can do a little rap to that. Gina from the city. I got mother half Jennifer's in the house today and Hi. Back and keeping me in line, keeping legal off my back as always. And of course, it is the Tuesday that we love because it's the Tuesday before the Melbourne Community Orchestra is in the house at the Melbourne Auditorium this Wednesday and Thursday, and we've got Maestro Mark.
Nice to be here.
Nice to be here. Nice to have you back. We always have fun. We always laugh, and we're going to catch up. Gina, what's happening in the city? What's going on in the city? Let's start there.
Well, the holiday events have been phenomenal at the city. We had Christmas in the park.
Okay.
It went really, really well.
At Wickham Park, right?
At Wickham.
Okay.
The Eddie Lee Taylor Community
Center.
Oh, yeah. And we had breakfast with Santa this past Saturday.
How cute was that?
It was amazing. I'm about to put the pictures up. If you go to the City of Melbourne Parks, Recreation, and Golf Facebook page, all of the pictures are up from the holiday market.
And
which
you know what,
awesome.
I got to tell you, I thought that went really well.
It did.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm in love with the pictures
and
with Santa
as well. Oh, and you were the photographer for the day. And I got to tell you, it went well. And then you took a week off because you wanted to be a grandma.
I became a grandma.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I had the horrific molar and wisdom tooth removed.
Yeah, there were two good reasons to not be in the studio.
Woo,
so, yeah.
It was not a vacation, but
and the baby's doing well.
Baby's awesome.
The baby's awesome. That's awesome.
She's so cute.
So, is it Go still under Play Melbourne, or how does everybody find
City of Melbourne Parks Recreation and Golf?
City of Melbourne Parks Recreation and Golf. You can go to the Facebook page.
Yes.
You can go to the website.
The website is melbourneflorida.org.
Okay.
And to find Parks and Recreation, it's /play.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. So what do we still have coming ahead?
So in January, we have the huge indoor rummage sale, and that's on January 11th, Saturday.
Where's that one at?
That is at the O'Galley Civic Center.
Am I there?
Highland.
Did you ask me to be there?
I thought you said you were.
That?
So that's a Jerry
I'm
event.
There.
That's a Jerry
that's,
event.
Okay.
So, and that's on Highland Avenue. It's from 8 a.m. to 1. It's free to attend. It's
Tell me
sold
again.
Out.
What day is that?
It is January 11th.
January 11th. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have that.
Okay. Just making sure.
Just
and then
keep me in line.
Monday, January 20th from 1 to 5, we have Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration.
What do they do for that?
So much. There's live music, basketball games, performances. They have food trucks.
Okay. That's all, again, at the Civic Center.
Nope. That is at the Joseph N. Davis Community Center. It's a huge community event. It's 2547 Grant Street in Melbourne. Now, at the auditorium.
That's what's okay.
On Saturday, January 25th from 9 to 12, we have Touch a Truck. So that's when we get all the heavy equipment and the trucks and the fire engines and the police vehicles.
So that's a cool day. Anybody that doesn't bring their kid to that, because there are so many cool trucks every There's a SWAT team
and
truck. I love that one.
Like right beforehand, like the hour before the
From
quiet time.
9 to 10. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. That 9 to 10 is the no honking time. And
no
that's
honking.
For sensitive.
For sensitive kids.
No honk zone.
Right.
With the no honk zone.
Yeah. No sirens, no anything. I think that's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
And then now there's a very big date coming up.
Okay.
And it's January 7th. And that's because on January 7th, the father-daughter dance tickets go on sale. This is the 27th annual father-daughter dance. And it is going to be held February 21st, but tickets go on sale January 7th. And I'm telling you, you got to get them.
They sell out.
Yeah. People have been bringing their daughters since they were babies to this thing. We have adults coming.
I love it.
It is phenomenal.
I love all the guys with like millions of tattoos all over them that are their little princesses dressed so sweet next to them, and they're got a tie on, and they're looking like they wear that tie every day.
That'd be my son.
They look like they wear that tie every day, you know, not. And they're, you know, they're like dad.
They love
their dad.
Yeah.
It's
and
great.
It's fun. It's fun.
Dinner, DJ, games, crafts. It's just awesome.
And I have to tell you, it's a little cool for me because I got to come up with some kind of meal for little girls and dads. Mm-hmm. So, and then
daddies will eat anything that the little girls put in front of them.
That's true.
What they don't eat, what they leave.
That's
after.
Right. Yeah, they don't. It is cute. It is a cute night. And
Dino nuggets.
One of my faves, really.
Yeah.
I like to do that. What else? Is that it?
That's
everything for right now.
That we're going to talk about right now. Yes.
Excellent. Perfect. Mark, let's talk about what's happening this week.
Oh my gosh. It's our annual holiday concert. The Holiday Pajama Jam.
And I love that people come in their pajamas. I love the onesie pajamas. I might be cooking in pajamas.
Yeah, we started it last year. Just said, you know, well, wear your pajamas. The orchestra is going to be in pajamas. We just had no idea how it was going to explode. I mean, the first night they wanted to call the fire department because there were so many people there. They were saying that we were over capacity.
Oh, wow.
And we were.
But there were grandparents, parents, and grandkids all in matching
pajamas.
Oh,
it
was so sweet.
Yeah,
it was so sweet. And it's a great family event.
I wish I could get our staff all in the same pajamas. That would be cool. We can all. I used to do a cooking class called Cooking in Pajamas.
Okay.
But yeah, if we could get all the staff in some Grinch onesies.
I've got to find some PG pajamas to wear.
PG pajamas.
Yeah, to make sure. But it's just
a great.
Just
wear your robe, Mark. Just
well,
your
it's
robe.
A great, you don't want to see my robe.
As long as it's got a really good tie.
Really? Yeah. My robe and a tie.
Your robe and
how
a
about
tie.
A bow tie?
There you go.
A
bow tie.
Give you an ascot.
So,
right.
Is there a theme? Like, what kind of music are we doing this
week?
Well,
first, it's all holiday music. In fact, we've included a sing-along this time.
Okay.
Because there were so many kids that were sitting in the audience, and they were singing.
That's cool.
My grandkids. My daughter had a video. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking at the video the next day, and my two grandkids are singing. I'm like, why don't we just do a sing-along? So a sing-along is going to be part of it. We're doing a great piece by Percy Faith, and some people may recognize that name, but he's like the father of mood music. When I was a kid, my mom had a radio on 24/7 in the kitchen, and some of the whatever radio stations, WABC in New York, and Percy Faith Orchestra. People are familiar with his Summer Place. Da 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 dum, da dee da dee da dum. That's one of his favorite songs. Well, we're doing one of his. It's called Brazilian Sleigh Bells.
Oh,
and it's so much. It's sort of a Brazilian dance and holiday sing all together.
People will get up dancing.
That's fine.
And, yeah.
And we're doing a very nice overture on French carols. And they're carols that you would recognize, but they're French Christmas carols. Frosty the Snowman, and I'm going to sing it to the audience. So we're going to do that.
You got Santa Claus coming?
I can't reveal everything.
Right okay. Now. All right.
And the
surprise
piece,
is coming.
We did this piece last year for the holidays. It was called Symphonica. It's one of the best pieces that I've ever seen written for Jewish as far as Jewish holiday music goes. And so we've got such a rave review about it, we've been asked to do it again. I mean, we have people contacting us. So we're going to do that. But the cool thing is we're going to do the Nutcracker Suite. And we're going to have the dancers from Prelude Dance Company, the only professional dance company in Brevard County. But instead of doing the typical ballet-type dances that you if you see Nutcracker here in Florida or see it in New York or see it in Spain, it's the same, basically, choreography. They're going to put their twist on it, and so it's going to be different choreography. And they've done some things with us in the past. So the thing that's really interesting about the Nutcracker Suite, it's sort of like the highlights from the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. And the really interesting thing is Tchaikovsky must have been brilliant. Before the ballet was ever performed, he wrote this suite, and somehow he knew, I think these are going to be the hits. And I'm going to put them in a suite so people don't have to sit through a 2.5-hour ballet, and any orchestra can play them. So he put the suite together before we actually had the ballet perform. So we'll be doing the suite. And then we're going to do our raffle of sleigh ride. Who's going to be the conductor? We raffle off my baton for somebody to conduct sleigh ride. So it's just
like
great
that.
Stuff.
So you know what's funny is everybody that gets up there, because you think they're going to get up there and really stink. But they're all good.
Oh,
they're all pretty decent.
The one 2 years ago was amazing. I mean, we got like 12,000 hits on Instagram.
Yeah, wow. No, I mean, it's like, it's pretty amazing. Have you been to the orchestra?
I have not.
Because you're so busy. But
I
now
know,
you're a music
I
person.
I know I am.
So I got to tell you, because when I first knew that I had to do the orchestra, especially I had done the band and Swing Time and that, not knocking any of it, right? But it wasn't my kind of music. I have to, like, even in church, I got to know the songs. Yeah, mm-hmm. It has to be familiar. Okay, so I thought, oh, geez, here comes the orchestra. They're going to be playing, like what you just said, what, Shavorsky or whatever.
You would
kind of like,
yeah,
what Shavorsky, we all
heard. Shavorsky is his Jewish brother.
Right. So
you're thinking, like, the type of things that was on Bugs Bunny
I'm
when we were younger.
Which is great music. Yeah. That's where I learned classical music.
Yeah, I'm like the Charlie Brown. Yeah. You know, the Brown playing, who was it? Yeah, there you go. But I was pleasantly surprised that he did like top 40s music even. I mean, he was playing the very first orchestra. You guys were playing stuff I knew, and it was hip and cool. And then some of these, like the, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean, that was all cool.
Our main mysteries.
That's right.
And this year it's going to be Medieval Mayhem.
Oh, right up my alley.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we do
like a Renaissance fair.
Yes.
My wife was also the principal flutist, Noelle. She writes the script for her. She's a writer, so she writes a script, and we incorporate this whole script and the drama portion in with all the music.
Oh, she should be a writer.
She has a book out. She's published. Yeah,
that doesn't shock me at all. So he had everybody come to his house. He had a this was a cool job I did. There's jobs that I remember forever. And I knew up beforehand.
It was a housewarming.
So everybody came to the house, and you know, we've got bar. We had a taco bar that day. It was cool. Beautiful, you know, bar set up and all this. And then they sort of disappeared. And then she came downstairs in a wedding dress, and it was a wedding, and they got married.
You told me about that.
It was very cool.
That's so awesome.
It was very, very cool. Those are the parties that you go, because I always say I don't do any offsite catering. Those are the parties that was pretty cool.
It was fun.
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun having little kids there too.
Yes.
You know, and you know, we've had so many younger families coming to this holiday concert that I said, you know, we need to do something to bring them back. So our very next concert, which is January 29th and 30th, is a Disney concert.
Oh, that would be really good.
And we're not doing the typical stock Disney arrangements that somebody. I've actually been in contact with Disney, and they're sending us some of their music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I mean, we're going to be doing a medley from Mary Poppins, Frozen, Beauty and the Beast, Fantasmic. If you've ever been to the Disney studio, the fireworks display, the music that's played during that fireworks, we've got it.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know what? My brother wrote a remake for Disney, of White Rabbit.
Oh, really?
That would have been very cool.
Right?
Pink did it.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, he did it for Pink.
Yeah, we're also doing.
And he has the rights to that. I could have lent it to you.
There you go. Wow. Yeah, I mean, we might be able to fit that in.
Yeah.
We'll be doing Little Mermaid and things from Aladdin. But one of the cool pieces that Disney is sending us is Disney's villains medley.
Oh, that'd be great.
So people don't realize, because the orchestra runs on donations only, mm-hmm. you have to, so people don't know this, even in restaurants, we can't just turn on the radio. We cannot just play radio music and whatever. We have to pay for it. You have to pay for all your music you play.
Yes. I mean, if there are things in the public domain, something like written by Tchaikovsky in the 1800s, you can find that. But this Disney stuff costs us some money.
But I like the Disney stuff. I need to know the words to Frozen.
Yeah, but, it's also giving back to the community. You know, in addition to paying for music, we did a concert in November at the Oaks Theater, and it's called Our Music Makers of Tomorrow. And so we paid crazy money to Oaks to let us use the theater and the screen. We rented a piece of music, $650 to rent a piece of music. But it's a young people's guide to the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And it introduces all the instruments through cartoons and things like that. We did that. And then we did the Bunny of Seville, which is Bugs Bunny.
Exactly.
Which is really the Barber of Seville overture, note for note. Mm-hmm. So we played those two things. But, through our donation stuff, we pay for the theater, we pay for the rental, but that's important that we give back to the community, especially
person, that one kid you may inspire to get out of, their whole little area and just that
right.
might be what they need.
With that, we do an instrument petting zoo where kids can touch the instruments and try different things. So,
instrument petting zoo.
So that, and then going to the Disney thing, and I'm sure that there'll be some Disney people to greet the kids there.
We do a petting zoo thing. We actually go to, I think it was Sunday night. It's drummers. What is it? We missed this Sunday, but
the full moon.
Did you know every time there's a full moon down at Nance Park, they have all kinds of instruments, and everybody sits in a circle and comes and drums in that
circle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've been known to embarrass myself on that beach many times.
Are you talking about in the drum circle or other
times? Yeah, other times. You name it. You name it.
Perfect.
The 321-437-1567. Keep your texts coming in. We're here today because of Nick Moon with Melbourne Seafood Factory. And Melbourne Seafood Station is still picking up the tab so that we can be here and talk about anything we want to talk about. So here's one. What is the Seven Fishes Feast? Did you remember that? That something biblical?
Yes.
Biblical.
It's something very Italian.
It's Italian. Feast.
Seven fishes, they call it. Where you actually serve seven different
types of fish each day.
Yes, my cousin did it. No, it's like the night before.
Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas. Oh, you're Italian, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you Italian by marriage?
No.
Italian, Gina.
Italian.
That's an Italian name.
I will say this, though. My grandmother owned a bar.
Okay.
And so Christmas Eve, she was always busy. And my other grandmother, who was Italian, but my grandfather on that side was German and Hungarian. So my mother made German and Hungarian food on Christmas Eve. So we didn't have the Feast of the Seven Fishes. But I did that with a boyfriend in college. And it was tons of, we had scallops, we had shrimp, we had fish, we had all,
So that's what you do. It's just seven different fishes.
Right. Besides. My cousin, Jeff Cianella, who's owned a couple of different restaurants in Brevard, he did it. And, of course, I went through six different fish things, with scallops. And I said, okay, so you don't pass the test because you don't have the seventh one. He pulled out a box of goldfish cookies. He says, here's my seventh one.
That's
said, okay.
Good,
all right,
I
get
like
it.
That.
He was waiting on
like yeah,
that.
He was waiting for me to expose
That's hilarious.
Him. Yeah.
So anyways, the Melbourne Seafood Station at both their places, the one downtown and the one over there off Palm Bay Road, they have their Feast of Seven Fishes, Feast for Two, starting today through Christmas Eve, and encouraging Christmas Eve pre-orders. They got that happening. They also have it's All You Can Eat Fridays are snow crab for $30. All You Can Eat Snow Crab, you establish that you can eat pounds of snow crab and that's a good deal for $30. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, $29 is a family shrimp meal. And I have to tell you, it feeds a family four big time. Good value for your money. Saturday and Sundays is $30 for twin whole lobster baskets. And if you text me at that 321-437-1567, did I say that right? 321-437-1567. The 25th person to text, hey, I want a $25 gift certificate that I can re-gift to somebody for Christmas so I don't have to buy them a present. go ahead. 25th one is going to get that $25 gift certificate. We get Donna Grigsby one, only because she texted over and over like 50 times to make sure she got it. She won last time. But anyways, that's what's happening at the Melbourne Seafood Station. Jennifer, tell us what's going on up in your neck of the woods in that Titusville area.
Up in the Titusville. This Saturday, they're having the mini market with Santa, and that's going to be at 315 South Hopkins Avenue. One of the things that they do have going on is a Homeless Persons Memorial Day service event by Brevard Homeless Coalition, and it's going to be at Sandpoint Park. And Under the Bridge Ministries is getting together to remember some of the homeless people that have passed away from circumstances, you know, beyond their control, and kind of help make awareness of how many homeless there really are in Brevard. And so they're going to try to help them out. Let's see. Miracle City Market at Titus Landing is having a Jolly Jubilee.
A Jolly Jubilee.
That's going to be at...
Where's that at?
At Miracle City. Titus, kind of like Titus Landing, kind of that area.
Have you guys spent time in Titusville?
Is that where the mall used to be?
Yeah. No, it's where, like, the new area is. I'm really kind of new there, too. I've only been there a couple years. So when people talk about the old mall, and I'm like, what
Titusville
mall?
Has a downtown, I just found out, though. Mm-hmm.
They have a very cute downtown.
That's right. And they have Crystal Burgers.
Mm-hmm. The Port St. John Christmas Parade, the 35th annual, is this Saturday, starting at 11 a.m., of course, Surfing Santas of Cocoa Beach is coming up. And before you do the Surfing Santas, if you want to walk around downtown, they're going to have street performers, food trucks, coffee vendors. So they're having a little street party, apparently, before the surfing.
Street performers, I think of those guys that don't speak, that just move around.
Mimes.
And just want to knock over. Yeah.
Down the landing. Down Key West, right?
Key West.
And, of course, One of my favorite things that I'm always talking about that I have yet to do is the bioluminescence.
I know.
I think we're going to get BK Adventures. You guys, I have, like, promoted you forever. I've got to get you guys on here. They're doing Friday and Saturdays only at Kiwanis Island Park.
Gina, have you seen them?
I've seen it advertised. I'm a city girl.
So, me too.
I'm not real nature.
So, I got to tell you, though.
It looks like Avatar.
I know.
It looks beautiful. Under the water. In all the years, I've been here since 1978. 77, you know, moved here 79. I've never seen it, but I keep seeing pictures. I'm like, I got to do this.
Absolutely. See, the Brevard Zoo has got this Saturday from 10 until 3, they call it Jolly Days, with magical snow activities, music, and watch the animals unwrap holiday treats. And all that's included with your regular general price of getting in. Merritt Island has got the Christmas light show, the Dixon Holiday Display. Apparently, this is a huge, huge event.
I saw it on the news. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite
$24.92 Glen Ridge Circle in Merritt Island, 6 to 9 Sunday through Thursday, 6 to 10 Friday and Saturday. And tune in your radio to 88.1, and the music goes along with the lights. And then one more thing that I'm really not too keen on, but this is stuff for some people. Rockledge Gardens is doing a free magical gnome hunt.
I am not a gnome hunt?
I do not like gnomes. But they're having a magical gnome hunt with prizes.
Where's that?
How do you feel about dwarfs?
I like midget wrestling and mini wrestling.
They're going to be doing that daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., except for holidays. And that's at the Rockledge Gardens at 2153 Highway 1 in Rockledge. I'll get you back for that.
You need gnome singing. You could do a whole night.
I mean, we are having micro wrestling coming up.
Yeah, so. We do have micro wrestling. When do we have that?
I'm thinking Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Can we say that anymore? We have to be politically correct now with everything. We couldn't say midget wrestling anymore.
So we have to say height challenge?
Micro wrestling.
Height challenge.
I'm height challenge.
Yeah.
I'm definitely height challenge.
Yeah.
The What do you get for the holidays? What do you do for holidays? You have all your family over?
Me?
Like, you're going to have a new grandchild at the
Christmas
tree?
Yes. Well, I'm hoping. She's talking about going to Virginia to see the dad's mom.
The dad's
mom. Yes. So, but I have my family over. We do Christmas Eve. I'm always a Christmas Eve girl.
I used to be.
Yeah.
When I was young, yeah.
Well, I'm not a morning person per se, so the way
I was raised.
You better
change that, though. You got a grandbaby. They're going to.
Are you kidding? My daughter is not a morning person. But growing up, my parents were night owls. That's just, you know.
Mine too.
That was our life. And so my parents did not want to get up in the morning either. So we used to do dinner and then midnight mass, come home, open gifts.
Oh, wow.
There were probably a few years in there where we opened one gift and then
that's
we would
do.
Wake up in the morning. But most of the time, it was up until, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, opening gifts.
That's a Scandinavian tradition also.
Is it really?
Yeah, we'd go to midnight mass, come home, and open presents.
Yes. And we just loved it. And I have such great memories that I did that with my kids. And that way I also did not have to wake up at dark 30 on Christmas morning.
No, I'd hit my kids in the head if they woke up.
So, that's my tradition. And then Christmas Day, this is going to be, I will tell you, because my son, who will be 18 the day after Christmas, he is going to spend this Christmas with his dad. So the girls have all moved out, gotten married, had babies, done their... And so Todd and I, we've been married. I've only been married to my husband for 2 years. We've been together for five. But it's our first Christmas by ourselves.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
No kids. Nobody's coming over. So I'm so excited.
So I have that. Usually I have Christmas night to myself. Okay. I have the two little ones still home. Mm-hmm. My grown children, my adult children, everybody comes for breakfast. And we open
gifts.
That's nice. And our breakfast doesn't start till 11.
Yeah,
we're not
nice.
Early either.
So it's brunch.
But, you can call it what you want.
That's brunch.
That's our morning. That's our morning. But we open gifts, and then I let them go to all their other halves. It's like, okay, I'll get you in the morning, and then you can go. By, 4 or 5 o'clock, the house is nice and quiet, and I get it to myself. I believe we're going to change that up this year, because Jennifer's got her village coming about that time. So we're going to do two. We're going to do two Christmases. And on the beach. We're doing it on the beach. Something new. Make a new traditions this year. So
what
it
you
should
doing
be
for
pretty
New
cool. Year's? So New Year's, we have a basketball game. We have to, we do all the concessions for the colleges, and they snuck one in on us because they made the playoffs and stuff. So they're like, you guys have to work New Year's. Because for years and years, I catered on New Year's Eve. And then I said, I'm never doing this again. I'm spending it with my girls. If you look on my Facebook page, you'll see every year with my two girls. And I loved it. And I looked forward to it every year. But this year, yes, I've gotten called out. I've been beckoned for basketball.
Wow.
Now, do you play anywhere during the New Year's or do anything like that?
Gosh, I used to play. I used to play New Year's Eve all the time. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I'm actually playing up at Divine Mercy Church up in Merritt Island.
Okay.
So, I mean, it seems like during the Christmas season, I'm just picking up a lot of church performances.
Now, Mark, where else does the orchestra play? Are you just with us?
Just with you, except for when we do that that program over at the Oaks. I mean, we would like to get out and do more things.
Yeah.
But then we're looking at...
And let everybody know.
Paying for some... facility or something.
People can come and try out and stuff, right? People can
join. Yes, it's a community orchestra, and the way I feel is if you're not getting in the way, come in and play. The wind parts, the flutes, clarinets, trumpets, horns, things like that, that's sort of limited, but any string player who would like to play, we can have as many strings as, mm-hmm. And that'll balance things out. In fact, we have a three people who are going to start playing with us in January. I think it's three people are going to come to the concert. And
know my favorite instrument.
Piano.
It's the piano.
I know.
It is the piano.
I know.
And it costs so much money to get that piano in there for Mr. Piano
to
play.
It does. It does. We I got to give a shout out to Atlantic Music. I mean, he's just been so good to us. I don't want to even talk about what he charges us because it's so much better than I'm sure. Because he delivers
I love
and then
the
they
piano,
pick it up and take it out. I mean, they're just Brian Gatchel and his company is just amazing.
I could listen to piano all the time.
Anybody needs to buy a piano needs to go to Atlantic Music. They've just got. I went in one time. There was a piano that was almost $300,000. I went, does anybody really buy this? He goes, why do you think it's in my studio?
I can play those crystal bowls, you know, that you do chakra with. That's my music ability right there, where you hit the sides and run around.
Okay.
All right, yeah. That might be something in the background I could do.
Well, how about if we get some crystal glasses and fill them with different levels of water, and you can sort of just do the rims.
That's right. Saw that, you know what, that worked for Sandra Bullock in that movie that she was in. What was that?
We could turn it into a drinking game.
Do you remember that movie with Sandra
Bullock? Put your wine in your glasses.
Yeah, she wine, yeah. Listen, we do have a couple things happening. Space Coast Harley-Davidson is Cookies and Cocoa on the Coast on December 21st at 1440 Sportsman Lane in Palm Bay. Join us on Saturday, December 21st from 12 to 4 for their Cookies and Cocoa on the Coast event. Live music by PB&J, the band. You ever heard of them?
I have not.
Places to listen to bands. Build Your Own Hot Cocoa Bar and Bike Wash by our Harley Angels. They want you to come hang out for Cookies and Cocoa. They also, this one's pretty cool here. We all know the bikers do so much for the holidays and getting kids gifts, but this is a drive out domestic violence. This one's on December 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. At Space Coast Harley Davidson is doing their Stop Violence and End the Silence. Registration is $15 plus a donation. We're in constant need of toiletries, hygiene products, pillows, twin sides sheet sets. They accept gently used clothes and other items that they can sell in their thrift store, and that's a great thing that you can do and feel good about at the end of the day, that you helped somebody who really needed it, not these fundraisers that they're having all over town that I wonder who's really getting the money for. Harley Davidson's been really good about things like that. Just one more event. We're going to talk about it next week also. They have Church Day, December 28th and 29th. It's Saturday in their lot. It's a $20 entry. It's a church day. It is welcome back for another epic weekend of wheelies. Whether you're riding or just vibing, it's going to be 2 days packed with great energy, good people, and talented riders. 2:30 is sign-ups, $3 entry. Again, that's at Space Coast Harley-Davidson, and you can call them or go to their website or Facebook page for all the information. Were you a biker? Did you ride a bike?
No.
Mm-mm. We had somebody. I know you did when you were a cop riding.
No. I've had my Harley
Before that?
No. Oh, yeah. I loved riding. Loved doing charity events. So that's a definitely awesome, awesome event.
And bikers, other than the one that smashed the mirror off of my Lincoln, have always been really good at helping all
those
the charity events.
Those were not
events.
Bikers. Those were kids on little crotch
rockets.
Yeah. True bikers terrible. Would never do something
Thank
like
you for that.
That
$2,000 bill, though. I might come find you. I might come find you.
We were
you.
Number four that night that they hit.
Yeah. We do have, this is a 2024 gift guide. This is for our friends from the comic book store that they used to be at Wickham Road in 192, has now moved to the Mattress Barn, it's down a bit further, down 192, and they've got a holiday gift-giving guide. If you can't think of something to get for somebody, you can stop in there, get your holiday gift guide. It's their 30th anniversary, and they're in their new building that's 10,000 square feet, storefront full of comics, toys, and everything. Great place to go to just get a gift that you wouldn't think to get somebody. Jennifer was laughing at me because my kids made Christmas lists that look like books. It's like pages, loose leaf sheets of stuff. And I don't even have to look at it because Haley was laughing the other day. She goes, my mom never buys me anything on my list. And Jennifer she doesn't agree with that. I'm like, oh, no. They get something totally not on their list. If it's on their list, I'm not getting it. I buy people things that I like.
I'm like, what?
Like, I would give you my favorite I'll give you my favorite wine or my favorite chocolate covered potato chip.
And I would have, and I would let you drink it and eat it with
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Why? I get it.
Exactly.
I understand.
Why I want to give you something that you just want.
Right.
But what surprises? What surprises in that?
We don't want.
I did not even. I did not even look at my kids' list. It's like, oh, forget that. You want that? Go get it. Get a job, work, and buy it yourself. And you're getting something I want to give you. It's my gift to you.
Right.
We don't see eye to eye on that.
That's almost as bad as the mom who's like, Mom, I need toothpaste or socks. And you're like, well, you're going to have to wait till Christmas.
I know. Oh, that's me. You're talking about me. That's right. Socks. Christmas Eve, you know, I can say it because my kids will never listen to me on the radio. In fact, when I put it in on the car, sometimes we'll play the disc and they'll go, no, not you, turn it off. Because I get them all, that one gift that we can open on Christmas Eve is always matching pajamas. I get the girls still matching pajamas, which they wear. We're going to see, I think Haley's boyfriend will wear them with him this year.
He will.
Yeah,
he will.
I believe he will.
He's a good sport. He's a good dude.
Yes, he's a very good sport. So I get them, that's a gift they can open on Christmas Eve so that they show up Christmas Day. They all stay at my house anyways for Christmas night, but Christmas Day, the Christmas Eve, they'll have their matching pajamas.
Which
house
are you staying
at? You know what, this is a biggie. We're doing a new Christmas. They're coming out of the townhouse, spending the night at my house, and we're doing Christmas on the beach, and we're starting new traditions. It's just going to be easier for us all, and we did that for Thanksgiving. I thought it went really well. Yeah. Everybody enjoyed the new, fresh scenery, and I got to tell you, the beach is I should have done that a year ago. The beach has been very good for all of us, I think.
I told you, I left the dark side and came back.
You
to
left
the beach.
Dark side. No, but I'm right on the beach. And
yes,
let me tell
you,
so, Brevard, maybe you
Eight
know.
8/10 of a mile isn't bad, though.
No.
I can walk that.
But they made pyramids in front of my place. They came down the beach. They started, I don't know, about Paradise Beach, and they had dump trucks. They would dump 6 truckfuls of sand. They would look like pyramids all the way down. They went all the way up to way past Satellite.
Did you run out with your pail and shovel?
You know what? It was loud, but it looked really cool. And then the next day, they came down and flattened it all out. And then... Did you know what they're doing there?
No. Is that for the beach restoration?
I guess.
I think that's what it is.
But I think it's a waste of money because I think it just washed out in the last 3 days with the surfs come way up and took that sand right out. So I don't know if maybe they picked a bad time of year to maybe do that.
It's done every year, though.
It is?
Yeah, I'm
for the turtle
sure
restoration and the beach restoration.
So we still are looking for sharks. We haven't seen sharks yet. There was a whale in Satellite.
Oh,
no, in Sebastian.
Yeah.
And it must have passed by us, but I missed that because I would have liked to have seen that. I have seen a whale out there.
What was really beautiful the other night is when the full moon was coming up and the cruise ships were going out Sunday. So you've got all these cruise ships dotting the line, and then the moon is sitting right on the water. And it was amazing.
So, yes, we're going to do Christmas. And like Coco, have you guys done the Santa? Seen the
surfing Santa?
I used to cover that when I was with the media.
Because it's cool.
It's insane.
It is very, very cool.
Absolutely insane.
And so, you know, they do that in Indy Atlantic now, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's a day that it's done in Indy Atlantic, and then there's a day in Coco. And then the other thing is, on Christmas Day, because, you know, I used to always live on the ocean. On Christmas Day, you wouldn't believe how many people come dressed like Santa Claus with their kids taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look down the beach and see all these Santas, and it's like a photo op. You should be down there with your camera. You were like the big photographer there for Market Day.
I know, right? I used to love it when we covered it in Cocoa Beach. They're so creative. Whole
families.
How many
surfers do you think there are?
I told people thousands. Thousands.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there were thousands.
You've never seen it?
It was crazy.
I have, but I just don't remember being
thousands. You know what? It's worth taking the drive.
It's
pretty cool.
Huge.
I love the dogs dressed like Santa on surfboards.
The whole entire family. And then they'd have the costume contest. It was a blast.
So growing up, we always made a point of surfing on Christmas Day, even if we had no waves. We would take the longboard out there, and we'd get in that water just so we could say, put our Santa hat on with our wetsuit. So that we could say we surfed on Christmas, so we could send it back home to our people in Michigan and go, we're surfing, today.
According to the internet, 2023, the 15th annual event had about 10,000 participants.
10,000 people.
Yeah, it's grown every year.
Yeah.
Whereas in 2018, it had 648 surfing Santas. Now, I don't know if that 10,000 is the surfing Santas or just 10,000 people that participated in it, because I can't imagine.
That's a lot of Santas.
Of course. Yeah, that's participation. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the beach was as far as the eye could see with people.
Yeah. It started back in 2009 by George Trossett, who went surfing as Santa Claus on the beach with his son and daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. Photo of the trio in the local newspaper inspired the idea, and ever since then, here we go.
So I have to tell you, I just happened to be in Gatlinburg. I love Gatlinburg. And this place I stayed at is the convention center right across. It's the hotel right across from the convention center. I always called it the from like The Shining, because it's called the Gillette Hotel. And Gillette Motel, not a hotel, because it only has 99 rooms. I used to stay at the Gillette Motel. And I look across the street at the convention center. It was a Santa. Everybody in town was a Santa. Their cars. And, I mean, these people live their lives like Santa. They don't just have, like, costumes on. These people live their lives like Santa. Some of them are married to, you know, Ma Claus is with them. And it was the coolest thing to, have you ever been to Gatlinburg?
I've not. That's very one of the places cool I want to go. Yeah.
Very cool town. But the streets, you walk the streets. It's like a downtown Melbourne vibe, only a little bigger. And of course, you have
the
hills.
Occasional bear wander out in front of you. I stepped out from eating and there's a bear sitting on the sidewalk eating a piece of pizza like it was he owned the place. And as far as
because
I was concerned,
like
he did.
Is it like a Hallmark movie town?
It is. Because you have the mountains in back of you.
Mm-hmm. Smoke mountains.
Yeah.
Jennifer educated me, because every time I go, there's just little piles of snow where they've, like, plowed it. You know, right. They still didn't melt.
Right.
But she did tell me that there's indeed snow there, because I always thought it was, like, the decrepit, because of global warming, that there's not really global warming, but I thought that it didn't snow there anymore, but that they kept the because you can go pretty far on the ski, what are those things called,
the ski lifts. Mm-hmm. Goes up the side of the mountain to Obergatlinburg.
But even when there was no snow, the ski lifts were running. Mm-hmm. So you could go up and take a little ride on the ski.
Well, there's a little town.
It's a power.
She's
in Pigeon Forge. She's the next
place
over.
That's right.
But they run that. There's a little town up there. There's restaurants. There's all kinds of things.
And you walk
up there. Ice skating rinks.
You walk it, though. Mm-hmm. So that's what was so cool, is because the whole streets were filled with Santa Clauses and elves. Maybe some gnomes. But it was a very cool thing. So I keep watching Gatlinburg to see when they come back. I want to take my kids there. That was a cool time. I love Gatlinburg. One day, though, you know, 2 days.
I haven't been there in years. Actually, I took a band there for a competition right outside of Dollywood. We stayed in Gatlinburg.
And that is Pigeon Forge. Yeah, it is beautiful. Especially because we don't have any. Well, I just had hills. I called them the pyramids on the beach there. But yeah, we have flat
land.
Yeah,
I used to about 3.5 hours from there, so we were always up there. It's still a beautiful, very idyllic place. You definitely Hallmark. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there was a Hallmark movie, because God knows I only watch Hallmark. We all know that.
Wow.
During COVID, it burned on my screen. I wondered if I could get that back on my insurance. That's a true story. Anybody that knows me will tell you that.
Well, back to the Surfing Santas real quick. They do have their own website, surfingsantas.org. And they have got a ton of stuff on this thing.
So will you Google the one in Indy Atlantic. And those people are actually from Hawaii, go to school at Indy Atlantic. Their kids go to school in Indy Atlantic. And they started, I think, about 3 years ago, the Surfing Santas in Indy Atlantic.
I did hear that Kelly Slater's going to be back. I don't think he's coming back for the Surfing Santas, but he's got a book out, and he's going to be back. I hate to say that it's going to be in January, but I know he's going to be back for the book signing.
And he spends a lot of time here. Yeah. Mark, what else you got happening there? Should we tell him about the food on Thursday and Wednesday? Because we have real delicatessen. We've got pastrami.
I don't want to say that you let me down.
Come on, pull that mic up, please.
I don't want to say that you let me down last time, I was so upset because I'm getting ready to announce it. I'm seeing,
Cy Ginsberg let us down. Let me tell you.
What the heck?
We have not that lunch meat, okay? This is not, everybody gets on Facebook. They're looking for real delicatessen. Danny has tried it. He came in. I hand-sliced him pastrami. You had a corned beef and pastrami sandwich, a Reuben I think I made out of it. Was it good, Danny?
It was excellent.
Real delicatessen. So now, not just the orchestra playing the Christmas music, but we're also going to be giving a little shout out to our New York delicatessen people, because we've got the real thing on Wednesday and Thursday.
Very cool.
We've got Reubens and and corned beef sandwiches, hot pastrami, the real thing.
Nice.
That's right.
I have a dress rehearsal tonight. I'll make sure that I announce that also.
That's right. Let them all know. Absolutely. We're going to put that on Facebook and let them know also it's delicatessen night Wednesday and Thursday at the Maud Melbourne Auditorium. We have what else going on here in the restaurants? Have you guys been eating out?
I have not.
Okay.
I mean, we've just been buried with stuff.
Because we've had so many Christmas parties. And I can tell you, I have had no good food yet. It's very disappointing.
Wow.
Jennifer, have you had any food that's not disappointing lately? Mm-hmm. Where did we eat? Because we said, this isn't too disappointing.
I do not even remember.
And Gina's told me before she doesn't eat out.
I don't go out that often. I have a picky husband, and we're...
Because this show is what's
healthy.
Cooking in the 3-2-1.
I know,
once
I'm
in a
horrible.
While, we don't like to just talk about what's going on in the 3-2-1.
Now, over at Intracoastal Brewery.
Yes.
That food truck, that it's not a food truck anymore, but it's a permanent thing back there.
Was that the bearded chef?
It was. I don't know whether it still is, but it's no longer a truck. It's actually
inside now. Because I had a burger there.
Yeah, it's not.
I had a smash burger.
Yeah, it's sort of a trailer type thing, and they changed their menu like maybe once every 3-4 weeks.
Huh.
And so it's different stuff. And I want to say it's right down the street from where we have rehearsals on Thursday nights.
Oh, that's pretty good. But,
And they don't stop serving till 10, and we finish at 9.
So we have been on pursuit of the perfect burger for the past 2 months, I believe.
It's longer than that.
And we haven't found it yet.
No.
We have not. Danny, I know you think we have the best burger. I'm still, when your name is Burgers and More, we need a better burger. Mm. We do.
Well, I tried one last night at Pub Americana.
Okay.
It was a bison burger.
No, is it the one in Cocoa?
That's the one that was downtown and closed.
Yeah. He's out in Cocoa Village.
He's
also.
In Cocoa Village.
And now he's in Cocoa Village.
The one downtown closed that burger.
The one closed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you went after you went and seen Rudolph Jr. last night.
We went beforehand. Yeah.
Beforehand.
Yes.
Tell us about Rudolph Jr.
The kids were absolutely wonderful.
So this was the Cocoa Village Playhouse. Because we did a
commercial
for them
tomorrow.
2 weeks.
Stars of Tomorrow.
Stars of Tomorrow, which was the young kids. I actually wish I would have seen that. You need to do something like that.
Go
where
tonight.
You get the young ones, give them a shot at playing some music.
Right.
That's a lot of work.
Months. How do I fit that in? Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that way we can get them interested.
The Henniger is trying to. They're doing a summer thing again. The Henniger started doing a summer thing for kids. When the Brevard County School stopped doing that summer, they did stop doing the summer fine arts thing for maybe 10 years. They've picked it up again, but Henniger is still doing a show. In fact, I think they're doing Hadestown Junior or something this year.
With kids?
With kids, yeah.
Is it any good? Anybody seen them? The kids' shows? But you just saw the one last night, and you said it was great.
Yeah.
But everybody knew their lines and everything.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The kids.
And how old were they?
The ages were from 6 to 16. 15, something to that nature. And they were all absolutely wonderful. They knew the lines. They did their thing. And
I'm older and I would not know my lines. I would not know any of my lines. I would have to make them all up. Could be an interesting show, just like here.
Fantastic.
Just make it up as I go along.
I think the best, food-wise that we've really had out lately is still probably FM Pizza.
We love FM Pizza. We play trivia there.
But
Gina,
you
have to
consistent.
Go with us some night. We get some city
consistent.
People in there with us,
Yeah.
And we won. We took the trophy with Nikki.
Kim thought she could take it home, and they had to stop her at
Nikki
the door.
Nikki loves that stuff.
Yes.
Nikki
was there
pizza.
The night
FM
we won.
Pizza's
she was
awesome.
With us.
I know we've talked about it. I'm very fond of the tavern over there on Satellite Beach.
Which one?
They don't have a big dinner menu. You went there with the kids, and you just wanted to get spaghetti or something one night, but...
Oh, yeah, that Italian, is that in Satellite?
Italian Tavern, I think is the name of it, I think.
In Satellite?
Yeah, it's like Antonio's.
Antonio's, yeah. So I heard they're great, but I didn't go there because the kids, there was nothing on the menu for them.
Yeah,
we still eat at Scott's.
Yeah,
we did Scott's on 5th. We love Scott's on 5th.
Yes.
Danny wants to try there.
Yeah.
We're gonna get out there next week.
We need in to hook
fact,
up.
It's so funny because people know. In fact, my bank manager just said to me, she goes, "How often do you eat there?" And I go, "I don't know." Enough.
And she goes, "You had a bar stool."
Well, I would like. Yes, I do. She does. I do have a bar stool there. I do have my bar stool there.
Does that have your name on it?
It is.
Cool.
It
She's like Lemmy in L.A. Right? She's got her own bar stool at the Whiskey.
I have my own bar stool at Scott's on Fifth. That's always never disappointing.
We
even sent somebody there to get pesto this week.
We did.
I sent my niece. I go get us some of that pesto from Scott's. It is the best. And I pride myself that I can clone anybody's stuff. I can take it and dissect it. In fact, her and I went to Michigan. We brought back Scott loves egg rolls, and I call him Fu Wan Chung because he's always trying to do Chinese food. So I brought back egg rolls, and then I called him right away and I go, "Come on, we need to dissect
these
and make them."
She makes
that sound
so simple that we brought back egg rolls. She got a block of frozen egg rolls from this lady and wrapped them up, and I'm like, "We are so going to get stopped for having a pound of cocaine looking bricks in your suitcase."
We made it on the plane. They did not defrost.
They did not.
We got home, and then Scott and I dissected them.
Literally.
And we came up with very, very close to that egg roll. Yeah. So I've been trying to dissect his pesto. And he gave me the recipe. No, he did not. Scott, you did not give me that recipe. It is not the same.
No.
I think the secret is the white wine. I'm here to tell you, Scott's secret is probably white wine, everybody.
You know, that's true. Anytime I cook, I'm always drinking white wine.
I know.
Oh, you're talking about, I wasn't sure what the secret white wine was.
So
I know
there,
what mine is.
Is there a holiday drink that you like? Like, are you an eggnoggy or a special holiday drink?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes. Yes.
So
I'll do the Grinch juice.
Yeah, we've
I'll
been
do
doing
that.
Some holiday drinks. Yeah. You're going to see them in the next two nights when you're at the Melbourne Auditorium for the community orchestra nights. We're going to have Grinch juice. Mm-hmm.
It's very bright.
It's
basically
very
just lemonade
green.
And Gatorade Zero.
Don't tell them.
And then there's
tell
a secret,
them our
secret ingredient.
It's alcohol. It's liquor.
And glitter. Edible glitter.
Edible
so
glitter.
So it makes it real pretty.
Just for Scott.
Very edible bougie glitter. For like Scott.
It's bougie.
He put edible glitter in my bolognese, and I'm like, I have got the bougiest bolognese on earth.
Okay. That's right. That's right. The but we're going to have Grinch drinks with little lining the outside of the rims in red.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
red
nice.
Sugar.
Cool. Yeah, that's right. Yes. We've got good drinks going on. You can add vodka, rum, or gin. Or like me, I put butterscotch schnapps and everything these days.
I put Malibu. Yes. In mind. So,
how was that? That was probably good.
It's good.
Ooh, we might win that. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. The
Hoping we get a lot of families out. I hope we get a big crowd again.
So how many do you think we had last year? Because we had a good crowd.
I was told, well, we have one person who does a clicker who's never right.
They're never right. No. Trust me.
Because he's always way under. Uh-huh. For the Wednesday show, I want to say it was 630.
630 people. Yeah. So we do that 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
The one thing I can tell you about that Melbourne Municipal Band, now that they've gone to one day a month,
one concert now?
It is. It's a lot more people. They do jam in on that one day. So.
And the Swing Time Band, or it's not Swing Time.
I haven't seen them in a while.
They're down at O'Galley now, right?
They left me. They left me because me pouring drinks, and they made it very clear to everybody that I have many haters in Brevard, and it's okay.
I'm
very
secure.
That
they just did the one concert for just that one series, but they're doing one concert all the time now.
One concert, but they snuck one in on
Wednesday. It's
usually a Wednesday, and then they snuck one in on the 5th because we didn't know that was coming about.
Yeah.
We've had some things happen that have never happened before. In all the years that I've been in the city, we had somebody literally show up. I don't know if you heard about this, Gina, because it's pretty funny. I'm all ready for this event that I'm doing on...
Today.
Today. Yes, today. I was doing this event. Going to run it, have somebody here like these guys doing my show for me. And I'm going to show up today and do this event when, they showed up last Tuesday. Everybody was off. Nobody was there. Patty was even out of town, and I believe Kristen got called.
Was
and
filling in, yeah.
Yeah, and they just showed up. They had the wrong date. They
but
wrote
they
down the
things.
Wrong date. Mm-hmm. They didn't look at their contract. And I got to tell you how great the city is, though. Everybody rolled with it. Mm-hmm. Like, Mike came in around his day off, set the place up because they were already set up for the band.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit of changing because these people literally showed up with their kids It was a school in town. They showed up with the kids, with the parents, and they're doing their Christmas party, and we didn't have
wow.
it. And so I was about the only one that I go, I don't know that I can, you know, I can be there in a few, but you're not going to get your menu. You're going to get food, but you're not going to get your menu. And they're like, we're okay.
Plus, you already had another event.
I had another event that I was doing, yeah.
We would love to do our dress rehearsal, but we just can't afford to do it.
Yeah. Need to get with the city there on that one.
Well, I know I have.
It's a new year. It's a new year coming in.
Talked to Nikki and Kristen about it, and Nikki said, you're already getting 14 days. What else do you want?
What did you say? Because 14 more.
Well, 14 more, that's right.
Yeah, just 14 more. Just and 14 more. I mean, I understand why the city gives us and the band Wednesdays and Thursdays. Those are not high-ticket days. You know, the weekends are high-ticket days. So
for a Tuesday,
can't you cut me a deal on a Tuesday? Because there's nobody in there. I mean, I said we'd pay for the utilities. You know, we'd pay to have Mike or Kevin there, or whatever.
I'm glad I have nothing to do with that.
No, you
I'm
would
just
have
food
no,
and beverage.
No, you would have nothing to do with it. But it's just astronomical.
I love you guys in there another day. That's my fave.
It's just astronomical.
I love when you guys are there.
So it sort of puts us in a bind as to how do we handle the whole.
So and really, rehearsal. Everybody listening out there, though, this is not lame orchestra, and it is cool orchestra.
It is the orchestra
of like modern day times.
You I mean,
still
you enjoy
play
it. You're not
ones.
Sitting there nodding off.
Yeah,
you know, you're actually waiting to see what's going on. And I love it.
I just love talking to the audience. It's funny because I know if I've talked too long, as soon as I turn around to the orchestra to start the piece, they're all going. They give me this cutthroat thing. Stop talking. And then someone says, "Wow, so do you just write down and memorize everything you're going to say?" I said, "I have no idea what I'm going to say until
like
I turn around."
No wonder
like
you do so great on
That's
your show
because
right. you
do
the
we
same
do fine.
Thing.
I just start talking.
There's never a dull moment with us. There's never downtime. The one I love, there's a symphony. I think it's called like the Siberian Symphony or something.
Well, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah, we did some of their pieces.
Them.
Yes.
So and
they're really big at this time of year.
Yeah, and they're great. A year ago, we had the people from Kansas, the band Kansas, doing Christmas music. That was cool.
That's cool.
But very loud. But it was good. So Danny just gave me the peace sign, you know, and I said,
I couldn't see how many fingers
groovy.
He was holding.
I said groovy.
I just looked over. He just
now
started
he's
blocking
giving
it.
Me the finger.
giving you the bird.
Giving me the bird. Gina, are you coming back next week? Are you co-hosting with me next week?
That's
are you going to be
week.
Here?
Christmas week. Oh, yeah. Tuesday.
Oh, heck yeah. We're going to be
Christmas
in the
Eve.
House.
Is it Christmas
next?
Eve?
23rd, right?
Yep.
It's 23rd.
On the
23rd.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So me and Gina will be here. We're going to be telling everybody your last-minute gift shopping ideas what to go out and get.
It'll be Christmas Eve. Next Tuesday is Christmas Eve.
Next Tuesday is
Christmas
Eve.
Yeah. Oh, I may not be here. Don't be mad.
Wait a minute. You don't have any kids in the house? Come on now. You already let us in on that little nugget.
I'm going to be here. Danny's going to be here.
Bring your pajamas, and we'll bring some, you know.
We're going to have your last-minute run out and get before Christmas for somebody. Listen, you guys, thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321. With Kim and Jen and Gina and today Maestro Mark and Danny. You guys, thanks for tuning in. 321-437-1567. Send me your texts of what you'd like to hear us say next or who we'd like to have on the show. Next year we're going to be giving a lot of restaurant dinners away. So thanks, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. We're out.